Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on another win.
Appreciate it.
328 yards rushing is impressive. You've always said that spread teams need to run the ball. Can you explain why?
Yeah, I think if you go back to the evolution of this tempo stuff that came out, and everybody's like, oh, tempo, they're just chucking it around, chucking it around. It's absolutely polar opposite. Tempo teams that are really, really good run the ball and get ahead of the chain. It's a schedule that they have to stay on, because if you're not able to get 5, 4, 6, 7, whatever yards on first down, tempo doesn't really matter if you're in second and tens and second and longs, third and longs, and you're off the field in 25 seconds or whatever. So that's about what I always talk about, running the ball effectively, get ahead of the chains, and then you can really be unpredictable and hard to prepare for.
You've almost had two guys over 100 now 2 weeks in a row. Tie in 97 last week. When you have two or even three guys, if Jordy breaks one big one, how does that demoralize an opposing defense?
You know, it is just that. You know, you finally think the starter takes a break, and then, boom, you get another kid that's out there just fresh with running with violence and doing a good job. So it is nice to have, you know, multiple athletes back there that can do that sort of thing, and then we can still run some jet sweeps and get other guys the ball at the receivers too. So it's a good problem to have.
You got up three scores pretty quick. How does that change the game plan?
You know, I don't know if it really changed the game plan for us. We're trying to, you know, we talked about getting off the bus and playing better on the road, which we did. It didn't, I don't know, defensively we didn't make as many plays in the first half as we did in the second, but offensively we seem to be really in the groove right off the bat. So it's fun to see those guys be able to do that. And we finally, I think, we let off the throttle probably into the fourth quarter and got some of the backups in.
You missed the first PAT, went for two, missed that. I realize you won by a big margin, but does it feel like you're chasing points the rest of the day?
You know, the first thing, you know, we run the gate, and we would have walked in the end zone if Joe Woods wouldn't have jumped off sides or had a procedure call on the two-point conversion. And then, you know, we missed the PAT where Isaac just missed it, which is fairly odd for him. And the second, you know, attempt, we lined up in our gate again, and they gave us the same look, and we just didn't block it correctly. Should have walked in, and yeah, then we're like, okay, enough of this. Let's just kick the ball. So we needed to be able to execute the gate if we're going to do that, and really is stealing a point in our favor usually, and we just haven't been able to get that going the last couple of weeks, which we need to be able to do a better job of.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Brent Bolte. On to Northern. It's always windy in South Dakota, North Dakota. How does the Crookston game help you game plan for what's potentially in store today?
I think it is, we were just talking about that as a staff, actually, is being able to reflect back on the game. And we did a really good job. You know, we only scored 6 points in Crookston, I think, in the first quarter, then rattled off 30 in the second. So understanding that, you know, ball security and just being aware of grinding out the clock, which isn't our MO on offense, but we did a nice job of that at Crookston, of extending drives and, you know, doing just being able to run the ball and be able to dink and dunk and keep the ball in our hands and eliminate the factors of the wind, because it's going to be windy, and it should be a similar game to what they had last weekend against Duluth, where it was cold and windy and rainy, and certainly windy is the key point down there.
I don't know if there's another road trip and opponent in this league that the Beavers have had crazier games with than Northern. There's been shootouts, there's been blowouts, there's been tight games, there's been kick returns for touchdowns. You've kind of run the gamut with Northern, haven't you?
It's usually, like you said, it makes you get a few more gray hairs or no hair as you want to look at it for wherever you're at on that spectrum, but it has been crazy. Coach Dosh gets his team ready to go. They play extremely hard. I think there's a lot of similarities between us and them, and just in terms of development of local kids and be program-oriented. So, yeah, there's some similarities there. And obviously when Coach Tesh was here, there was a lot of similarities with him and Dosh being at North Dakota as well. So I think the familiarity was pretty much a known what everybody was going to do. A little different now, I think. With me, you know, especially with Craig on the offensive side of the ball doing a little bit different things. So we know it's going to be a close game no matter what happens. They could be, you know, undefeated and we could be over or vice versa, and it's going to be a game that's going to be decided in the fourth quarter usually.
On paper, they're a tough team for me to figure out. What have you seen from them on film?
Same thing. I think they're struggling a little bit on offense, and I don't really know why. They've got some really good players. I think the running back, Truen, is a very good player. The quarterbacks have probably been the issue. They've been kind of playing two guys. I think they've settled in recently with the redshirt freshman kid, Minnesota kid, actually, from St. Francis that we looked at. So he's done a pretty good job. He's a little bit more of a running threat, or has ran the ball a little bit more. And they got good tight ends. They got some good receivers. It just seems like they've haven't hit stride yet. And I thought they were getting there when they played, you know, prior to the Duluth week, they had started moving the ball a little bit more effective. You know, they beat Moorhead. They were able to beat Minot pretty handily, and or at least were up big in the first half. And then they just really struggled last week against Duluth, and you know, a lot of turnovers, some special teams errors, and got away from them. So I'm sure they'll be raring to go, and they do. They got good components, and defensively they're aggressive. So that'd be interesting to see how we match up.
What challenges does being on the road 2 weeks in a row pose?
You know, for me, it's just getting the paperwork done. So it seems like all I do is push some papers. But the challenge is just that, is you get off, you know, we didn't get back till midnight or whatever it was for Minot, and turn around and grind on Sunday, and hopefully the kids can get their legs back. It'll be, you know, a short week again. We get up Friday morning and we're out of here again. So you don't get the comfort of sleeping in your own bed and getting that extra day of training. And if you look forward, then we got a real short week again going into the Duluth week. So it is a whirlwind of activity, travel, and football here the last few weeks.
With a short week, have you already started putting in pieces of the Duluth game plan?
Yeah, we have. It normally I would say never look ahead, but this week it forces you the way you do it. So we kind of game plan for both on both sides of the ball, and we'll solidify, you know, the Duluth one probably Friday when we're down there, or Saturday when we're driving back. And then, yeah, we're right into practice mode really on Sunday, getting the kids to do some walkthroughs, and we won't review much from the Northern game and go right into Duluth. So it's almost, you know, polar opposite of what you tell your coaches and your players to do. Don't look forward. We're in this game. But you have to, you know, coaching-wise, be prepared for that next week because it's such a short turnaround.
Typically, Sundays are meeting days for you guys and rehab days for guys that need it. No practice typically on a Monday. How does that change?
You know, we probably won't practice on Sunday. Typically, NCAA-wise, we technically count Sunday as a practice because we do some training and we'll do, you know, meetings and things of that nature. Mondays have been completely off, so we'll have to figure out how we're going to do it. We've been bouncing ideas back and forth and talking to some of the other teams in the conference. So Sunday, for sure, we will do something when we get back and start doing some install with the guys and still have the training room and some of those things that we've typically done in the past.
Best of luck.
I appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.